This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The ad world spends a whole lot of money trying to make you feel something, trying to make you laugh, make you cry sometimes, make you hungry even, just so you will buy stuff. But as the old saying about advertising goes, half the money spent on it is wasted. They just don't know which half. Well, there's a company called Affectiva that says it can help. They do emotional data mining. And when I was in New York last week, I met up with co-founder Rana El-Kayoubi. First thing she did when we sat down in the studio was pull out an iPad.
All right, so here we go. I got an iPad in front of me, and it's, wow, my face is on that iPad, and it's doing some, clearly some, like, sensor mapping, right? It's got, like, dots all over my face, and there's a grid line. And
so it is, it's basically locked onto your face, and then it's detecting the motion of your facial features, like your eyes, your eyebrows, your mouth.
Yeah, so this is so interesting. When I smile, it says I'm smiling, and when I'm raising my brow, it says I'm raising my brow. All right.
Exactly. So it's recognizing the different facial expressions you're making. So let's test it. Like, try smiling. Here it is.
Yeah. So I got a 45% on my smile.
Then she watched me watch something.
All right. So we're just doing the iPad thing here, right? All right. It's got in my face. All right. I'm touching the screen. There we go. All right. It's a Doritos ad.
Billy, use the cleaners.
Oh. No. That's weird.
Touchdown.
Yeah, it only works with Doritos.
Why only Doritos?
You ask too many questions, Billy.
This is a weird ad. The guy stuck his finger in a hole. It got cleaned off. Oh, no. That's disgusting. Oh, man. Because there's a guy on the other side of the wall sucking his fingers off because with the Doritos stuff. Oh, man.
Then she showed me what the iPad saw.
The blue thing is you.
Yeah.
And it's showing you your valence, so how positive or negative your experience is.
So above the line is positive, below the line
is negative. Correct.
So I started negative because I was like, what the heck is this?
Right.
And then I got positive for some reason. And then, wow, I got really negative.
So, of course, I had a couple of questions.
Right.
So this is all really interesting and I imagine useful, but I need you to explain to me how one might use this.
Sure. So emotions influence every aspect of our life.
Okay.
From how we connect and communicate with each other and also how we make decisions.
Okay.
We feel that our emotions are missing from the digital world and our digital experiences. And at Affectiva, our vision is to bring that emotion into the equation.
And this is, in theory, not conscious behavior, right? I mean, I can do a, oh, look at that and be surprised.
Right.
But in real life, actually, if you're watching a piece of content, whether it's political ad or whatever, it's a genuine thing.
Exactly. It's very spontaneous.
Right. Is it also a little creepy?
There are definitely applications that you know, blur the line. And as a company, we've stayed away from those types of applications. We're more focused on the ones where we feel we can bridge a communication gap.
Well, yeah, but there's going to be a business opportunity that's going to come up where you're going to say, well, let's see, this is $11 gajillion and we need some money and maybe we could let them use that.
So far, we have stayed away from those.
Yeah.
Because our value system as a company is to engage in applications where there's clear opt-in, where people have consented to be recorded.
Run me through the list of companies that might use this, right? Because there have been car companies that use it. I mean, all kinds of things.
So the first kind of class of companies that use our technology are the advertisers. And so far, we've collected over 2.7 million face videos in 75 countries of people responding to content. Mm-hmm. And there, the problem we're solving is how emotionally engaged are you with a product or a service or an ad? So that's one class of applications. The other one is around video communication. So real-time video chats where, you know, there's multiple people in a conversation, and it's really hard to capture the emotions.
We've all been in those video conferences, right?
Right.
But I have to tell you, I'm not sure I want to be in a video conference where somebody can look at me on their screen and say, oh, yeah, Kai thinks that I am full of baloney or whatever, right? Because my face kind of gives me away.
Well, there are some applications where it's trickier to imagine it, like meetings. But imagine, like, an online education use case or a webinar where you're presenting and you have no idea if your audience are engaged with what you're saying or not. Like, you say a joke and you have no idea if it's funny or not.
Are you a behavioral scientist or a computer scientist? Where did you come from to get to this point where you're doing this stuff?
My background is computer science, and I spent many, many hours with my computer, and it just really bugged me that it was very oblivious to my emotional state, and that kind of inspired and motivated me to build a emotionally intelligent computer.
So that's a loaded emotionally intelligent computer, right? Because, I mean, well,
that's anyway. A long way to go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I feel better now. Rana, thank you so
much. Thank you.
We've got a video of this whole thing. It's kind of worth checking out. It's on our website, marketplace.org.